Look at your city, town, or its people the same way ever again. Stained by Blood, a murder investigation based upon a true story by private investigator Douglas J. Hagman. Using the character Mark Stiles, Hagman takes you on a journey behind the scenes where the homicide becomes a secondary to an underworld of satanic ritual abuse, child abduction, and even mind-controlled experimentation. A world dismissed as conspiracy by those who want to keep its secrets hidden. Exposing the dangers, denials, and deceptions. For 5 years, a brutal killer remained on the loose, free to kill again. As Mark struggles to navigate the maze of bizarre twists and untangle a web of deeply hidden secrets kept by some of the most powerful and influential people in his community and beyond. You may never look at your city, town, or its people the same way ever again. Stained by Blood. Order your copy of this engaging novel today at HagmanandHagman.com and click on the link. Stained by Blood.
Back, folks, to this edition of the Hagman and Hagman Report. I'm Doug Hagman. With me is Joe Hagman. We are the Hagman Hagman Report, the Father Son Investigative Reporting Team, reporting what the news media does not. And today, folks, the Baltic Dry Index closed up 3.4%, up 17 upward tick today. This, according to our resident Baltic Dry Index expert, Larry M. from Santa Clarita. I want to say hello. Thank you for that. And there is something going on here. He writes, there's a story here. And the upward movements, indeed, a story about this. Joe, go ahead.
Yeah, for those who haven't been paying attention, it dropped down to the high 200s
right.
Within the last few months. It was down close to, 280 or so?
And it
started bouncing
there.
Back up.
Well, you know, here to comment on the issues about the economy is a gentleman Joe and I met in Dallas, Texas. And
yeah.
His name is Ross Powell. And folks, take the next hour here, and we're going to be talking about the economy, but the economy as it is personal to you and me and all of us, because we're all in this together. If you're a Christian out there, you want to be a good steward. At least I do, and I'm sure everyone does. You work hard. I mean, goodness knows, you work 24/7, or you work your fingers, raw, and you make money, and you want to retain it. In fact, we're commanded to be good stewards with what we do. Here to talk about this is Ross Powell from Survival 401k. That's Ross Powell from Survival401k.com. Now, bookmark that website. Get to know Mr. Powell, because he is an expert, in my opinion, and in others as well, a professional when it comes to being a good steward of your money, the hard-earned money that you've made. Ross Powell, welcome to the program tonight, and thank you so much for sharing your time with us. And Steve Quayle is, by the way, Steve Quayle is going to be on. Here is on, I should say, stevequayle.com. Sorry I messed that all up, guys, but, you know, he's with us as well, and he's going to be doing some of the questioning as well. So, Ross, thanks for your patience.
Sure thing. Thanks, Joe and Doug. I appreciate you having me on again, and also, it was great seeing you in Dallas. It was a great honor to meet you guys in person. We've talked a lot. So you've mentioned a lot of, you just mentioned the Baltic Dry Index, and it got a lot of play in the months of end of January and February as it started to bottom out. And interesting enough, and not to put on the tinfoil hat, but interesting enough, after we started talking about it in February, at the end of, I think we talked a lot about it in January, then it bottomed out in February, and then since, not just this program, but many other programs, including the mainstream media, have started talking about the Baltic Dry Index being an indicator of our economy. It's suddenly gone from 293 to now, as today, it closed at 539, which is huge, almost doubled. And it's still way of like almost one third of what it was back at the beginning of last year. So, however, just like everything else appears to be intervention within the markets, this one appears to me being intervention as well. Now, the Baltidry Index, as most people know, is for coal and bulk things like maybe perhaps wheat, metal, steel, iron ore. It doesn't include oil. And so you have all of these, the shipping, and so there was an overbuilding of ships because they thought the global economy was going to expand quickly. And so there are a lot of ships that were ordered 3 or 4 years ago that are just now coming online, and so that brought the index down. So now suddenly those ships are being filled where there's really not any active economic activity to make that happen. So my guess is there could be this a little QE shipping going on, quantum easement of shipping going on, just to make sure that the numbers start to rebound. So I don't want to put any tinfoil hat on, but it just seems to be too coincidental that once the mainstream media picked up on it, that some of the numbers just reversed course and started skyrocketing. So it just makes me ponder that.
Thanks for addressing it. Yeah, Ross, I got to tell you, I got an email from someone who said, you know, I think your program has its reach, and we know we've got a reach because we were hearing from all sorts of politicians, actually, and political people associated with politicians. And folks, you can read into that what you want, but saying, boy, you know, you're awful hard on so-and-so, or you're wrong on this or wrong on that. It's amazing the people who listen. So I wouldn't doubt that perhaps our discussion might, the shedding of the spotlight on this might affect the bottom line here. So, all right.
Oh, absolutely. Well, absolutely.
Yeah. Well, Ross, again, it's a pleasure having you on. Where is your spirit taking you? Where are you being led? What are you being led to at this moment to talk about? Because I do want to turn it over to you, and we're dealing with a lot of Christians out there who are very nervous today, very worried, very concerned, prayerfully concerned, that is. So what's
sure.
The most important thing we should be looking at?
I think we need to talk about community and the remnant being mustered by God, and I'll get into that towards the end of the hour. But I wanted to share some of my own things, even before I knew that we were going to talk about food in the first hour with Ryan and Steve, because I did some research on China, and I had breakfast with a good friend of mine who's a Wall Street stockbroker named Barry Stokely here in San Antonio, and he and I go through a lot of this. He's a really strong believer, and he leads people to be able to make money in the market, even though things shouldn't be that way, and he and I talk about hard assets. But he did a lot of work looking at the Chinese and what they're doing, and they had almost $3 trillion of our debt up to a few years ago, and today they only have $1.17 trillion in American debt, and they have $1.3 trillion in agricultural land in the United States. So he did some research, and he shared this with me over last 2 Wednesdays ago, and is telling me that now China has more land that is has more agricultural land under their control than the U.S. Park Service does in 15 states, which means the Park Service has generally 2% or better. And in 14 states, they have more than 2%. In 14 states, they have equal to or just under 2%. And in 10 states, they have 1% of the agricultural land. So the Chinese know that food is job one. They have a bunch of people to feed. They know that food is going to, you can, and I'll preface this with Henry Kissinger saying in 1970 in the Nixon administration, he said, you control oil, you control nations, you control food, and you control the people. So at the end of the day, it's all about control. And I think we all feel a little bit more controlled lately with the surveillance state and the way the American government spies on us and wants to crack or open your Apple phone, and depending on where you stand on that. But the privacy issues are horrendous. So if the Chinese, whose society and civilization has lasted the longest of anyone's, are focusing on food these days, then we probably should be doing the same thing. And so another thing at the same time, how many people in your listening audience know that Smithfield pork, the Smithfield hams and Smithfield pork is owned by the Chinese, and they are the largest exporter of pork in the world? And guess where most of that pork is being exported to? Just take a wild guess.
Gee whiz. Let me think. Multiple choice question. Go ahead and answer it for me.
So the correct answer is ding, 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 China.
Yeah. Yeah.
So they are exporting American pork to China. The largest exporters through Smithfield the Smithfield Pork Company and hams, and I actually have several of those hams in my freezer that I just use because I always try to bulk up. So, and they also have, are buying agricultural land in 33 other nations. So what's scary about all this is they used $1.3 trillion of American debt that they own, treasuries and other debt instruments, to buy all this land as security for buying this land. So this is a huge thing. So if the Chinese are buying up agricultural land and many billionaires are buying up agricultural land, they know that food is going to be the common denominator for everybody. If you don't eat, you don't live. I mean, you can live 40 days or better, but not very well, as a matter of fact. So that's,
you know what, I got to tell you, Ross, we had talked about, just briefly hinted about this issue about other countries owning land here in the United States for agricultural purposes. Got an email saying, well, this doesn't make any sense because of the cost of shipping the food and what have you. However, that's the normal paradigm that doesn't exist anymore. People have to change their thinking on what's going on because this is tied to the debt, the incestuous relationship between the Chinese and the United States, right? I mean, that's what you're saying here.
Right. Right. Yeah. Right. I mean, if the Chinese own the pharma, they sell you the food, and whether it's GMO or otherwise, you still need to buy it, and they make a nice profit on it. So, right. Again, there is commerce, and the Chinese are not as big a communist as you may think they are. They're very much into making money and into growing their economy.
I didn't mean to interrupt again, but I find it really interesting. Steve Quayle had talked about the land grab by the Chinese a decade ago, and I remember vividly looking at his website, stevequayle.com, and going and thinking, it can't be. And here we have that the stories of the past now making headlines today. So I just want people to understand, you know, all of these warnings that you hear from Steve Quayle and you hear from Ross Powell, take heed. You, folks, please understand, this is not some sort of, you know, voyeuristic fear porn, doom porn, hey, let's all sell books, DVDs, and stuff. No, this is information that you need to know. And if you want to survive today, or if you want to look out for your children and for the blessings God has given each and every one of us, we better straighten up and listen to Steve Quayle and listen to Ross Powell and understand what they're saying, because we have a duty, a God-given duty, to be obedient. And I'm sorry, Ross, I don't mean to get on my soapbox, but thank you for mentioning this.
Hey, Ross, too. Let me just chime in here. China is making a major play for American farms and farmlands, and this is one of the many stories. Just go out and have people do an internet search. By the way, I think the most critical thing people are losing track of, those trillions of dollars, do you know what America pledged as collateral? Our national forests, our national rivers, lakes, and national parks. It's fascinating because obviously I flew over Yellowstone yesterday checking out the rumor stories, blah, blah, blah. But the point being is that they own the national parks. So when people are going to what they consider the American heritage, their, if you will, rights of ownership to the national treasures, they've all been hawked. So when the Chinese know, look, here's the thing. I remember the Chinese white papers. That's the Chinese war planning, the equivalent of the Pentagon papers or the battle plan, whatever the official thing is. This wasn't war games. They said, I'll paraphrase. If it's necessary to kill 300 million Americans, some may call that a tragedy, or some may call it a war crime. To we Chinese, it's our manifest destiny. Have you ever heard that word before? And if we strike America in a nuclear war, and they strike us back, if we lose 500 million people, we have 800 million people, or double what they once had, to come and occupy their lands, you know? So people, you know, when you see Chinese subs off the West Coast and everything, you know, that's one thing. But when you, and here's the other thing, and then I'm going to turn right back over to Ross. Guess who owns Walmart? You know, you don't need the Jeopardy tune playing in the background. And gee, you know, what are we seeing? Walmart stores and shopping centers and everything else turned into. Well, I think everybody should understand that. Not only did we sell the Chinese the rope that we would hang ourselves with, we provided the retail base for them to build their war machine, and ultimately they are here. They're not leaving, and you know all they have to do, Ross, this is something everybody doesn't get, they can legally foreclose, have the UN back it up, because they own title to the country in almost every respect. And if anybody thinks this is all nonsense or fear porn, and by the way, when I hear the word fear porn, I'll go on record, anybody that uses that is using a Tavistock Institute term, and they give themselves away as already being programmed. I want you to know that. Ladies and gentlemen, if you hear someone say that, that is a Tavistockian term. In other words, that's a mind control term. It is a flashpoint. So China, what Ross just said about this is real. You can go look it up on the internet. While you're talking, Ross, I'll continue to look for the actual amount, so continue on, sir.
And I have a slide. I sent it to Todd. I don't know if he can flash it up on the screen or not, Doug, but it was from 2011, but it actually shows the breakout of what percentage is. And again, it's old, it's a little older, but it's only grown from there, so you get a feel for that. So having said all that about China, the Chinese are growing, and so there's an economic, I've talked many times about an economic war between the United States and China, and it's in a war of attrition. So as they continue to buy up our properties and then they steal our military secrets, some of them given to them by presidents and their wives, military secrets for certain aircraft and things, then we know that we're bought and paid for. So at the end of the day, if the Chinese are buying food, and this is the salient point I want to get to, if the Chinese are buying arable land, food-bearing land, then we should be doing the same thing. But we can do it a lot more efficient than really large farms. The people in their backyards can build hydroponics, aquaponics, Mitt Lytle type gardens, all kinds of things that can grow food for themselves up until the time where the government outlaws it. And in World War II, actually gardens were celebrated with these victory gardens. However, now it was sort of being subjugation gardens because we don't want you to grow your own food. But let's get back to the economy in general. So most recently, you're looking at the stock market, and in February, it took a huge dump, and it dropped a huge amount of points, and then it's rebounded significantly. Again, another point given to me by my broker, Barry, friend, you can look every day on the stock market. Today was an exception, but almost every day last week and almost all of March, you could look at the market, and you could see it going down, and it was trending downward. But magically, at 1:30 Eastern time every day, the market rebounded, and it always became over its negatives. So it came back being positive in 2016. The S&P rebounded. All the stock markets regained all of that loss, so that they could say, "Well, we'll see, the market comes and goes." But what you don't know is that actually is Fed intervention. It's market makers, big banks, them intervening directly. Because you just can't create a graph that just goes day after day after day, goes from bottoming out at 1:30 in the afternoon to directly going practically straight up. It just doesn't make any sense. In fact, there's been stories all over the internet, Zero Hedge being one of them. The people just threw their hands up. These guys are professional traders. They're going, what in the world is going on? So they actually created, I have some friends that created, strategies that they would buy in the morning and sell in the afternoon, because they knew that was going to happen just at the point of at 1:30 in the afternoon. So it's crazy. So why are they doing that? Because the economy is not growing. They were projecting 0.7 to 1% growth in the first quarter. They revised those figures to 0.1% for the first quarter. That means we are heading for a recession, and people need to prepare for that. There are lots of layoffs. There are plenty of jobs. There have been lots of stories out on whether it's Drudge or CNBC or CBS, wherever you want to look at. They're finding that there are a lot of jobs available, but they're all low-paying jobs. They're minimum wage to $8.25, $9.25 jobs, which is, you just can't feed a family on that. And that's why many states, including California, are adopting these $15 an hour livable wage type of thing, which are killing small business. So people are not, the jobs being created are not the ones that replace the manufacturing jobs that have been lost, that pay $25, $30, $40 an hour, that all been moved overseas, thanks to NAFTA, and futurely is going to be TPP and others, the Trans-Pacific Partnership. That's going to cause jobs to go away. It's going to help corporations and the oligarchies that are now in play. So that's another big piece of it. We also need to talk about the dollar. The dollar index is down to 94.19. That's driving some of the metals movement. Oil is going up because of the dollar going down. So here's the rub. At the end of the day, the Fed is intervening in all of our markets and probably the bulk to dry index of all things. You would never think QE would hit that, but I truly believe it is, so that they can create inflation, which will then give them the reason to raise interest rates, which will then strengthen the dollar, which will then make us the place to pour capital infusion. So they have to put all these pieces in place for more money to come in versus going overseas to the BRICS. And so there's been some leaks recently about documents in Panama. And it's funny that no Americans were ever on the, or not on that list, which is complete sophistry. We know there are the most richest nation in the world. We have no tax cheats in this country. We have no politicians or anybody actually not hiding their money overseas. We know that's complete Bravo Sierra, as Steve would say. So at the end of the day, we need to, some things are being manipulated to paint a picture that all is well. And it makes me think of that one scene from Animal House back in the day where the riot is happening and this one poor cop played by Kevin Bacon gets run over by the crowd saying there's nothing to worry about, all is calm. And so we have people running for the exits and folks knowing what's coming. They feel it in their spirit and they know it. I mean, I talk to people all day long. They said, I just feel it in my spirit that something is not right. I want to move my money out of the market. I want to get into hard assets. And their brokers said, well, you're making money. Look at all this money you're making. The market's going up. People want to get out of paper assets and into hard assets. And if the Chinese are doing it again, the Russians are doing it, all of our enemies are doing that, what makes us think that our paper assets are going to save us? So it's people need to wake up and see what's really happening, because what it seems to be on the news is not really, really true. Steve, you have anything to add to that or any questions, Steve?
Well, yeah, I think that, you know, obviously, Ross, you're dealing with it every day. I'm dealing with it every day, and we both have more and more sleepless nights. The thing that is hard for people to imagine is, I would call it that we've watched the United States middle class be turned into basically serfs, okay? And we're coming into that neo-feudalism, which means basically you've got all these captains and kings of industry. We've got non-government organizations being the de facto government of the United States. When you talked about the Panamanian papers, I've got this feeling, no one's told me this, but with all the attack on Vladimir Putin, wait until he gives payback of the U.S. and all their Cayman accounts. And I think what people've got to understand, they don't understand the weight necessarily of what you just said. All of our senators, congressmen, billionaires, politicians, presidents, and others have all their accounts all over. Isn't it fascinating? Do you represent the quote free country? You see leaders, obviously Cameron of Britain. Everybody who's anybody has their money someplace else. I'm going to say that again. Everybody who's anybody has their money placed other places. I received a call from a Cayman banker a number of years ago. I won't tell you the official, but you can probably guess who received. He said, Steve, a certain man in your government received $1 billion from the king, $1 billion with a B, Ross, Doug, Joe, with the king of Saudi Arabia. I don't think people understand the amount of money that trans. And here's the biggest deal. Every single asset, if you take the entire value of everything, my computer, your computer, your savings, my savings, excuse me, everything, we owe way more debt than everything's worth. So what happens when foreclosure becomes a global mandate? And the American people, it'll be too late, understand that even their mortgages, when they've paid off their houses, you only have the right to own anything you're willing to die for. I'm sorry, but that's the bottom line to fight for. And, you know, when Nehemiah was building the wall, Doug, Ross, Joe, you know, he told the people, now take your trowel in your left hand, but hold your spear. In other words, while you're building, be prepared to fight. And fight for your little ones. Fight for your loved ones. Fight for your family. And you know what? Nobody, listen, the fight no longer remains. Even the U.S. military, I put up a story today of, I think Ray Starman, I don't know if you're listening, Ray, well, great, great story about just how destroyed the U.S. military has been from within. And strangers from without will possess you from within. That's a curse in Deuteronomy. Saying that, Ross, share with the people what you do, because a lot of people say, well, so what does Ross do? Share what your services do, and share how anyone with the ability, desire that isn't comatose, I'm not trying to be sarcastic, but that wants to control their own financial destiny, walk us through a typical call.
Sure, absolutely. I mean, essentially, many people hear us on Hagman, and then they call it. In fact, Doug, it's to tell you what our world reaches. I have customers in China now. I have somebody reaching me in Colombia, somebody from Mozambique, another person, another country from Africa. So people listen to you from all over the world. Unfortunately, I can't help those. But I did help the person in China because he's an American citizen. However, what the average call is, people will call me and say, well, I have this much money in my retirement account, and I'm really afraid that it's going to be confiscated or I'm going to lose value, the market's going to pop. How can I fix that? And so I listen to their story and find out what their age is. There's a lot of things that go into all of this, and find out whether they're a good fit or not. And at the end of the day, they choose to work with us in moving their money out of the market. And then from there, we open a bank account for them, and we help them move their money out of their paper assets into hard assets. And we strategize with them and say, what do you want to do? Where do you want to be? Do you want to buy land? Do you want to buy metals? What do you feel the Lord is drawing you towards? And each person's different. And that's one of the topics I want to talk about today, if we have time, Stephen and Doug and Joe, is I want to talk about God mustering his remnant, bringing people together from all over the world together, specifically in the States, but building remnant communities and having revivals and things, because people are all feeling it. It's sort of a central spiritual movement within the remnant that got people that would never even know each other are coming together and say, hey, this is what I'm being told. This is what I'm being told, and they're coming together. But the people are feeling this that are calling me, and they're saying, how do I get my money out of here? I want to make sure that I have precious metals and food and water, and how can I use my assets to protect my family and my extended family and even my neighbors? And so we work together to move their money away out of the paper markets and into hard assets. Now, I'm going to tell you the hardest piece of this, if your listeners are working with a financial planner or financial advisor that's different than my guy, Barry Stokely, or other folks like that are actually believers and know that what's going on, and they're preparing the folks for it, then they need to contemplate this. Be prepared that the folks that have your money today think it's theirs, and they think that you should pay them a fee for regardless of what your return is. So they'll get paid their 3% or 4% management fee, even if you lose 10% or 12% or 14%, they still get paid. So the system is, I don't want to use the word rigged, the system is manipulated for them to make money and for them to take control of it and for you to feel like you're stupid or you don't know what you're not smart enough to do these things, even though God's giving you the knowledge to manage your own money. And you call us and we can help you find that little nugget inside your heart and help you expand it and make it blossom into a place you really want to be. So the typical call, Steve, is how do you help me? Similar to what Ryan did, oh my God, this is what's going to happen. How do I fix this? Where should I go with my money? And then we help them get there from point A to point Z and help them through all of the hurdles and all of the arrows and all of the spears are going to take in the chest from the world. While they're
actually from their pastors, Ross.
Oh, that,
yeah,
too.
The world's smarter than, remember, Jesus said children of this world are smarter than children of light. And I want to make this clear because this is critical. I've sent people to you, Ross. They've gone back to their pastor saying, what should I do? And basically, pastors say, give us more money. Do you know why the number one reason why pastors won't prepare their flock? They're afraid that if they tell people to begin to prepare and use their money, that their coffers will see a deficit. And I know for a fact That's a central theme from people with false theology trying to promise an immediate escape from planet Earth in the churches. They want them to give. And, oh, by the way, you know, we have this insurance and that insurance. And as you're being taken up in your ascension robe, make sure that you've already signed all your paperwork over to us. Brother, it's not right. enough to shake them down while they're still alive. They want their, and I say this, I'm seriously surprised when you sit in a pew that you don't get strapped in, a machine comes from the back of the pew in front of you, opens your mouth, and if you have any gold fillings, they extract them on the spot and say, God bless you. Now, that's obviously very melodramatic, but if you think about this, see what Doug, Joe, this is what Ross is saying. I know a woman that has a $50 million inheritance, okay? Her, and Ross, this will make you crazy. Her trust company, and you know, because of the death of her father, had her sign over all rights, and they make 3-4% a year. My guess is more. And I said to her, I won't share her name, but I said, you need to go get an attorney. I gave her the name of the best attorney in Arizona based on talking to people, based on doing internet search, based on, you know, Martin Hubbell, whatever, you know, the people that rate the attorneys. And one attorney wanted $100,000 just to talk to her. Well, a good attorney will give you the first hour or two. And so I have a client that's trying to get out of a trust that the trustees that she signed over all her ownership and authority are fighting her tooth and nail, and they won't even give her any of her money. Does that sound astonishing to you, or just run of the mill?
Right, well, no, I mean that's pretty true, because I have customers that reach out to their financial advisors and tell them that they're crazy, or I'm a scam, or I'm a fraud. You know what? You can't manage your money. You're too stupid for that. I'm helping you get it, even though they look at their returns. And I said, what were your returns for the last 3 years? And all were negative, but they still got paid. So
yep.
The biggest hurdle is dealing with those folks. And I'm going to tell your people here, I'm not a financial planner. I'm not a financial advisor. I don't deal with the market. I deal in hard assets. I help people move their money out. I don't even control your money. I don't touch your money. All I do is put you in touch with people that are better than I am at doing that, and they will help you both protect it as well as grow it. So there are three legs of the stool of money management stewardship. There's return of investment, there's return on investment, and there's liquidity. And folks need to recognize that you need all three of those to sleep soundly at night. And today, in this world, wealth preservation is the most important one. So, and you can't eat gold and silver, and you can't eat stock certificates. You need to make sure that you have food. And you said, if you have under $1,000, go buy yourself extra food and water, get yourself a water filter, those type of things. So but the beauty of the plan I can put your customers into is they can stay in the market if they want to with a part of their retirement thing. They can invest in land, farmland, private equity, private loans, rental property, flippers, precious metals, anything that you want to do, and especially storable foods, weapons, ammo, water filters, you name it, that's not a collectible they can invest in. If you don't go to an auction, they can invest in it. So there's a litany of things that we can help them do, but they have to make the decision themselves to get out of the world market and into God's market, and what use the biblical types of things that God used for money, which is gold and silver, livestock, land, food, et cetera, et cetera. Those were his tools, and they still are, because you can't live without pretty much any of those.
And Ross, I think you need to really make it clear, ladies and gentlemen, this is legal, and also you won't incur any taxes. You know, the key is, you hit on that, because again, you know, people think, well, you're saying, well, I'm going to lose, $130,000 if I do that. No, you're not. You need to clarify that a little, if you would, because I get emails and people say, well, I don't get it. Make it simple in that realm, that you are, that it allows them to take delivery and be in control and possession of their own funds. Run through that, because I think that when you and I do shows together, that's the number one email question that will come up.
Sure. Back in 2002, under George Bush, they passed legislation that created what's called a solo 401k. And that solo 401k is trustee-based, which means that you will be the fiduciary and the trustee of your own funds. So you can go to Fidelity, Vanguard, American Funds, Ameritrade, Charles Schwab, Merrill Lynch, wherever your money's sitting, even your local bank and your IRA, wherever it's sitting, you can say, I want to do a direct rollover transfer of my funds from your company to me, which will set up a 401k for you, which means you're the same thing at a smaller scale as Wells Fargo or as Merrill Lynch or as Fidelity. You're the same. You're at the same level. So they transfer the money directly. You'll get a 1099-R from them at the end of the year that shows, let's call it $100,000 transfer, taxable amount zero. Section 7 will have a G in it, means that it's a completely tax benign or tax neutral issue. So you'll be able to move your money out, put it into your local bank account, have a checkbook and a debit card to buy the things we talked about. If you see a piece of farmland that you want, 10 acres, and you can grow a garden, or you can put aquaponics on it, or hydroponics, or build a beautiful mint-leetle type garden on it, then you should do that. You can do that. You can buy rental property. You can buy gold and silver. You can buy the food from New Manna that Ryan was talking about. You can do anything that you want to do with it as long as it has a fair market value. And you keep track of it. So if you keep track of your stuff and you're good at keeping records, you'll have no problem. We have never had a person ever audited because this is fully legal. Here's the catch. Only 2% of the population knows anything about this, and it's been around 14 years. And why do you think that is? Another ding, 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 because people don't make money on you if you control your own money. They're not going to get their 3% or control your $50 million or $50,000 or even $15,000. You will control your own money and you control your own destiny, and you're not going to get sucked into something. Well, oh, yeah, they'll always come back. The thing that always drives me crazy about the folks that work the market and take advantage of people is they always tell you it's okay to lose money. It's okay to lose money. And I just don't buy that premise. And everybody else needs to see that you don't buy the premise of losing money is okay, especially if it's for your long-term retirement, when we don't even know the Social Security or Medicare, all this stuff's going to be around after paying thousands and thousands and thousands of dollars into it. So people need to take control of their lives, take control of their assets, and work it out with fear and trembling in their own prayer life. And we have experts through our concierge service that we can turn them on to. If you want to be in the market, I got a great guy. You want to be in gold and metals, we got Steven. If you want to be in food, we got a great guy. If you want to be in real estate, we got some great people. So I can put you into touch with all kinds of folks that are experts in their field, sort of like a conductor does a big band in the 40s. I can tell you who you need to go to and give you the expertise better than I can give you myself. So I'd love for people to just change their paradigm and get out of the things that I'm not smart enough to manage my own money. Because they've been bred and taught to think that this is the market of their parents and grandparents. It's nothing even any like it. The pensions and the gold watch no longer exist. It's every man and woman for themselves. You need to take control of your lives and control of your money. Is that give you what you, is that the...
Yeah, in essence, every, let me make it even simpler than that. No tax consequences, and nobody can grab your stuff, and end up with it. I don't think, Ross, people understand that with all the cyber attacks, all of the zero interest rate policies being put forth, all of, the plans to steal, confiscate, manipulate, and get everybody's stuff, and this is what the New World Order, they want. They don't want part, they want all. And they want you dead. That's the easiest way for me to explain it. Now, because we've got 17 minutes left in this segment, will you share what's on your heart about the remnant? Because again, hey, give out, first of all, right now before you do that, give out your contact information.
Sure. You can reach me at Ross Powell, R-O-S-S dot P-O-W-E-L-L at survival401k.com, or go to our site, survival401k.com, and click on the contact us, and it'll send us a link, and you'll get an acknowledgement. Well, you can either schedule a meeting online if you want to do that. You can also call 844-650-5733, and then the number is on the website as well. So, give us an email, send us a call. We'll be glad to help you. We work nights and weekends to get these things done, and we have plenty of customers that can attest to that. And but what's really on my heart, Steve and Doug and Joe, and I think we talked about this, is your listeners are really part of the remnant, and I saw it in Dallas, and I hear it on in people's voices every day when I talk to them. And they feel like something's coming, and they know it, and God's putting on their heart to get one prepared, but also be part of a grander or larger organization of people. And I really think that God is mustering his remnant church. He's getting us prepared to thrive through the coming storm. And we can't do that alone. No man is an island. No woman is an island. So we need to band together, creating remnant support groups, remnant assistance groups, whatever you want to call it, so that you work together and find people of like-mindedness, and you find what you can do, what you can do, Steve, versus what I can do, what Doug can do, what Joe can do. We have people that in the remnant that are electricians and plumbers and welders and carpenters and all those kind of things. If we have people that are finance or they're great at admin, which as you, I'm not necessarily that great. My wife handles the admin part for me. But at the end of the day, the body has many parts, and God's moving his remnant together. Yeah, I want people to understand that there's a lot of things that they can do to be part of that. And so if you're not an electrician or plumber or mechanic, maybe learn those skills. Know your Bible. One of the big things, and I learned this from Pastor Langford in Dallas, is pray with your spouse nightly before you go to sleep. Most powerful thing. It's just life-changing. Have dinner together with your children and your extended family. I mean, build the bonds that need to stay strong. At the end of the day, you have to build in your church communities. And you talk about, Steve, you mentioned earlier about churches that talk about money. I went to a church for a year simply because I was disenchanted with the previous one. And their budget, they were pushing for in October, November, December, $1 million a month in extra giving to do whatever it is that they do. And I just thought that was just atrocious. So get with your local bodies, get with your local churches, reach out to your neighbors. And I don't mean to sound like I'm preaching, and I think I took your soapbox, Doug. But at the end of the day, build relationship and work towards being ready for what's coming, because what's coming is beyond what most of us can ever imagine. So we all need to make sure that we have storable foods, water filters, seeds, learn a skill, have solar ovens, have cattle, have precious metals, get your guns and ammo in order if you don't have them. All those things that you're going to need to protect your loved ones and your neighbors who may not be as forward-thinking as you. So that's what's on my heart. So I think the remnant is coming. I think your listeners who are hearing our voices tonight are feeling it as well. And my calls that I'm getting, and it's changed a lot since 2015, just the beginning of the year, and I will actually mimic what Ryan was saying, the level of panic or anxiety, which we shouldn't have as believers anyway, but it's still there. We're human. The level of panic and anxiety, and I know what's coming, I just don't know what to do, has changed significantly. So things are coming in the fall that I think that we're not even the very elect will be trembling because of what they're seeing. So I think people just need to pull together and start, as believers, forget about political views as they're trying to divide us in this next political election, where we're going to get the same people every time. The deep state will make sure of that. Don't worry about your denomination, your skin color, your ethnicity. It's all about believing in Jesus. We're all one family. So I would love for people to come together and recognize that. And as difficult as that sounds, it's going to need to happen beforehand, not after, before the crisis comes. I hope that hope that resonates with you guys too.
Sure. And here's what I want to share with everybody. Doug, you sent me an email that the lady that I won't use her name on the air was willing to administrate this. We need people to seed that situation. I do not, you know, what I'm talking about, helping single moms, you know, and I just picked the number 500 because, the single moms are in really bad shape financially. The single dads are in really bad shape financially. The widows, there are some amazingly godly widows, but I want to make it clear. If you're shacking up, the blessing of God, I'm talking about people that are not taking their vows to the Lord seriously, please don't send any emails once we set this up. You got to do what's right. And I have people, you know, Pastor Langford told a story on the radio the other night about a guy who was cheating on his wife in Dallas. The power of God moved at the altar. You guys were all there. And he basically, when was pastor was saying, pray with your wives, he, you know, he said he can't pray with her because he's committing adultery. His wife forgave him. He got right, and they got back on the right track. This is not freeloading. This is not welfare. This is helping people get on their feet, because a remnant is that which remains. Ross, I want to share something. I have tried over the years. Maybe it wasn't time. Maybe I trusted the wrong people. In one case, I did, twice, actually. But the thing is that until God's people see the need to band together, and I can tell you this, just based on the what I call email wars on my site alone, and Doug, you know what I'm talking about, you get them too, the remnant will need a reminder that it's God who ultimately delivers. Because I personally, Ross, have tried, as one of the preppers that started the whole movement, you know, 30-some years ago, I tried that. One minute a guy will love you, and the next minute he'll hate you, okay? One minute, you know, the people will say, what? You blessed me so much, and the next minute, you dirty, you know, illegitimate child of hell, you know, how dare you speak against the rapture? Which has literally happened. You see, the problem is people are only willing to do that which is comfortable. I'm afraid God is going to, I'm not afraid, God is going to have to take the creature comforts away, and what I call the religious apathy, indifference, and Bravo Sierra, in order for people to get a reality check on how late it is. Do you think the Syrian Christians, when they're praying under their breath, Jesus help me, when they're ready to have their heads cut off, do you believe those people are any less true believers than somebody that sits in front of a television screen, you know, when his favorite team makes it, whatever, touchdown, goal, basket, whatever, you know, going, hallelujah, that's my team, you know? No, that's not your team. People are rooting for the wrong thing. It's because that's pleasure, and the pleasure center of the brain is not where the Spirit of God moves. The Spirit of God moves deep within a man's heart. That's why Jesus said, out of your innermost being would spring forth rivers of living water. I pray that the remnant gets it. Ross, all I'm saying is based on what I've seen, and I'm not gospel hardened, but I might say this, that until people recognize that together they're stronger than individual, and than individually, and they basically grow up in the Lord God very quickly, it's going to be very difficult for that to happen. I'm not challenging you. I'm not arguing with you. Follow me? It usually takes a stream. Israel only became united after the Red Sea. Moses goes to the top of the mountain, and Aaron builds a golden calf. Moses comes down and says, how'd that happen? He said, well, the people made me do it. This is why you can never listen to the voice of people. I want to make this clear. You must get your leading from God. God has a way of reaching people, men, women, and children, through me, like it or not, through Doug, like it or not, through Ross Powell. Each one of us has our part to play. I can't play every other part. Doug, you can't be every other part. And God knows none of us can be everything people think we should be, but God chooses to use us because it's obvious that it's not us that is the strength, the power, or the anointing. It's a living God. So you know what's interesting, Ross? When I see your ads on my website, you can go to Survival 401k on my website over on the right-hand side, people don't get it. When Jesus said the children of this world are, they deal more wisely with one another than the children of light. You know why that is? I finally figured it out. Because they at least realize that maybe somebody they're doing business with might make them some money. All Christians do is kill the wounded. They do. They take no prisoners. And I think it was Bob Mumford that said that first, maybe 25 years ago. He said, we don't take care of the wounded. We kill them all. So So that's contrary to the gospel. But here's the thing. Faithfulness. The parable of the 10 talents has to do with money. Actually, it has to do with gold and silver. It doesn't have to do with singing an aria in a church. It doesn't have anything to do with being a brilliant orator. It has nothing to do with that. It is faithful stewards. And it's fascinating. Isn't the parables deal with that whole subject matter? The husbandman that comes back to check out those who he entrusted his vineyard to. Here's the thing. People don't want to be accountable. And yet, everything that they've known in this country, their families, their future, their freedom, their finances, their free speech, what used to be, their ability to live securely in their home, there used to be, all those things no longer exist. And if it hasn't happened to you, it's not because it won't. It's just not time yet. Recognize that, in fighting the good fight of faith, that's still a fight. So again, that wasn't meant to challenge you. I'm just saying that I pray it's so, based on what I've seen, based on daily email diatribes, good night. The bottom line is only God can bring his people together. And I say every day, seriously, every day, Lord, I don't know how you're going to do it, but only you can do it. Go ahead, Ross.
Ross, you still there, bud?
I'm sorry, I had you on mute. Sorry about that, because I'm working through a sinus, and I was coughing, so pardon me. But at the end of the day, people are used to being divided along socioeconomic lines, racial lines, religious lines. So that's how they control us, is by dividing us. If we can find a way to unite around a central figure of Christ and not worry about the rapture, or pre-trib, post-trib, mid-trib, all that stuff is not important as the deity of Christ. If we can focus on that alone, and I'm not normally preaching it, but I just feel compelled to do it, we need that remnant will form, and it will forget about all of the things that don't really matter and focus on each other and focus on the body, just like the early church did. I firmly believe one of these days soon, we're going to be forced into home churches, we're going to be forced into small groups. The big churches that we're used to are not going to be the places for us, and we're going to be persecuted that we've never understood. The folks in China understand the persecution, in Africa, in the Middle East, they understand persecution. And Americans, all we hear about is we feel that, they just slighted me or they're making fun of me. That's not getting your throat cut. That's not getting your house burned down. That's not getting your property taken from you because of your belief system. So we can be offended by the things on TV and we get worked up about language or whatever, but the end of the day is we need to focus on ourselves and focus on working together as the remnant, because the times are going to come where, as you talk about trust, Steve, that's who we're going to have to trust, because everybody else is going to be the den of vipers. So I would just ask folks to think about that and prepare for those things.
Well, Russ, give out your contact information one more time, because when we come into the third hour, Doug put up, we're going to be taking questions. We, meaning him and I, I'm not trying to cut you off. I'm just saying that probably one of the last preparation shows I'm going to do, okay? There's so many good websites out there. There's so many people doing it. And I want to say one thing. The coming together cannot be done by human will, desire, or even, people pulling together. Unity in the Spirit can only be brought together by the Holy Spirit. And when people fail, they fail because they're trying to do it in their natural strength. Go ahead and give out all your numbers and contact information.
I agree with you wholeheartedly on your last statement. So my contact information is ross.powell at survival401k.com. Go to our website, survival401k.com. Click the contact button. You can actually schedule a meeting if you want to right there online, or call me at 844-650-5733. I used to give up my cell phone number, but I don't like getting up at 3 o'clock in the morning like Ryan does. I'm too old for that. So please give us a call. We'll be glad to talk you through. Many people may not qualify. Many people may not want to do what they need to do. But I'd love to talk to you. And like I said, on every other show, and people are amazed that this happens, if you call, I will talk to you. It's not going to be some machine. You may get my voicemail because the calls come fast and furious after these shows. But I will call you back, and you will talk to me at least once, or if not twice. And if you do sign up with this, you'll talk to me more than you probably wanted to. So call us at 844-650-5733.
One more time, Ross.
844-650-5733. That's the toll-free number. You can reach me at my desk directly, 210-526-0993, if you prefer to go that way. So
thank you, Ross, for tonight.
Every one of you. Thank you, guys, and thanks for having me on. Again, Doug and Joe, thank you for having me. Steve, it's always been a pleasure. Look forward to talking to you guys again. Good night, everyone.
Thanks, Ross. Survival401k.com. Go ahead, Steve.
And, we've got about a minute before I take a break. Again, I'm getting emails and questions. Again, you can get a hold of Ryan at rywhitmer, W-H-I-T-M-E-R, at yahoo.com. rywhitmer, W-H-I-T-M-E-R, at yahoo.com. And then you can send him an email, ask him when to call you. And, again, I would just like to say that, you and I, we were on the air and on the air due to the graciousness of our sponsors and the support and belief they give us. And, ladies and gentlemen, Steve St. Clair of Enerfood, Enerhealth, has been with me for a decade, probably a decade and a half. I'd encourage you to go there and look at the special he put together for tonight's broadcast, because I use the stuff. And what people don't understand, Doug, Coco Mojo is probably one of the best tasting chocolate coconut.
Hold that thought, Steve. We're right at the top of the hour break. We'll come back right on that on the other side. Folks, stay with us for our third and final hour.
This is the Global Star Radio Network.